Welcome to episode 9 of Angel on Podcast. This is gonna be my last episode for this year. Grabe, time flies so fast, and here we go again. 2023 is about to end. I hope everybody's doing well and having a great time. Guys, I checked the 2023 Spotify Wrap for Angel on Podcast, and I'm surprised. I have no plans to grow this podcast. Because I just want to share my personal stories and inspire people. But I'm happy to see that the number of listeners and the number of shares has increased. Thank you guys so much. The roller coaster of emotions I went through this year was heartbreaking. Like happiness, sadness, frustration, and anxiety. Well, part of life, and I'm still grateful for everything that happened in my life this year. I learned to love myself more. Sa sobrang bigat ng pinagdaanan ko this year at ng pamilya namin, masasabi ko talagang it doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. Things have been overwhelming this year. Felt like I'm lost in the middle of nowhere. Yung sa sobrang bigat ng pinagdadaanan mo, di mo na alam kung anong gagawin mo. Yung pagod na pagod ka na. Gusto mo nang sumuko, gusto mo nang bumitaw sa pangarap mo, sa mga plano mo. Pero, kailangan mong maging matapang dahil kailangan mong lumaban para makapagpatuloy ka. I know life can be tough sometimes, but what my family and I went through was tougher than I thought it would be. A lot of crying happened this year. For the first time, I texted my mom and said I was having a hard time. I was open about what I was going through. Pero sa sobrang lungkot ko, may araw na I tried not to communicate with them. But I realized that they're my parents and I don't want them to worry about me. They also went through a lot, but I never saw them give up. Never. Despite of what happened, we stayed strong in situations that we can no longer handle. Things that we have no control over, our faith in God is what keeps us going. For me, the role of my parents was very important in my growth. I can make decisions for myself, but at some point in my life, I still need their guidance because they know what is best for me in a way that is not forced. Nakakalimot din tayo minsan, kailangan din nating paalahanin. Going through adulting is not really easy. Adulting is hard for most of us. Especially for young adults out there, wala naman tayong masyadong iniisip before, but now our priorities are different na. We already have bills to pay. You really have to work hard for things you want to come through. It's also very fulfilling naman that you can buy the things you want, pay your own bills. Napaka-exhausting pero napaka-life-changing. Nakakapagod din palang magtapang-tapangan, no? The most challenging part is keeping your sanity, keeping your composure. Yung kahit hindi ka okay, but you have to be okay. And ang pinaka-challenging part din, yung pagising sa umaga. Yung gusto pang matulog. Pero, no, I have to get up because I still have bills to pay. Kailangan ko magtrabaho. Like we always say, laban lang. Ang salitang laban lang has become everyone's mantra in life. Kasi diba, para saan pa yung sinimulan mong laban sa buhay kung susuko ka rin naman pala. Kung bibitaw ka lang. So, yeah, laban lang tayo sa buhay. Living independently, doing things alone is not easy. And I'm thankful to my parents for their trust in me. Kasi mas lalo pa akong natuto. Even if it means being away from home and mamimiss ko sila. I have said this in my previous episode pa ulit-ulit. Pero yeah, when someone asked me, para kanino ako lumalaban, sinagot ko para sa pamilya ko. And if someone will gonna ask me that question again, yun pa yung magiging sagot ko. And just recently, someone asked me what makes me happy. Without thinking twice, I immediately answered my parents pa rin. I don't know, but it feels different eh, kapag kasama ko sila. I suddenly became fond of my parents because for the longest time na kasama ko sila, I saw how much they loved us, how supportive, selfless, and loving they are sa amin na magkakapatid. And now that they're getting older and becoming a bit annoying minsan, pero in a cute way ha, mas lalo pa akong napalapit talaga sa kanila. They became my inspiration. Sa kanila akong humuhugot ng lakas. Well, I hope we end this year with happy hearts and smiling faces, sending love and virtual hugs to everyone sa lahat ng gustong sumuko, ngunit lumaban pa rin. Proud ako sa inyo, guys. I wish you success and happiness in life. I hope we don't run out of courage to continue living and fulfilling our dreams. Let's get even better this 2024. Sana di kayo mapagod magpatuloy. Kaya mo yan. Kaya nyo. Huwag kayong bibitaw and just keep the faith. And that's it for this episode. Happy New Year, everyone!